several of you share. What did you hear the Lord say this morning? It's good for us to acknowledge it. It's good for us to respond to Him. It's good for us to rehearse together. What did the Lord say? What did He do? What did you hear?
He's there.
Amen. Amen. Are you glad for that? Amen. Wow. It's good. Yes, Royal.
I think of the old song that says, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but someday I'm going to be a diamond.
There you go. Amen. Amen. Diamonds in His presence. Yes, Paula.
I think, you know, that He loves us so much. He wants us to celebrate Him. Not just to say that, but really celebrate Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Run around.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many would like to see Paula stand up and turn around in the presence of God? That's when the nasty reality of now sets in and twisting around before the Lord. I got a cramp. Ouch. Who else? Other praise reports. Other things you heard God say. What did you hear Him say? It's good to rehearse. It's very good. Now, that's an interpretation. That's a good interpretation. Yes, Harriet. It does. Man, isn't that the truth? That's right. That's right. That's right. As the section of Scripture says, we come in one way and go out another way. We should be able to come in and enjoy the presence of the Lord, be washed clean. We come having prepared our hearts, but we give to Him those things that are burdens, and we receive His presence, His peace, His healing, His power, and we go out another way, more like Jesus than ever before. As for me and my house, we love coming to church. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yeah, a few things. Sometimes it's good to rehearse, and we are going to rehearse, and then we're going to have a song before I go into the message this morning. I want you to know that there are good things in answer to prayer that are happening in our nation, and there are things that we really need to be in intense prayer about. Strategic prayer partners, we talked about a couple of years ago, and every one of us is called to intercession and prayer. There's a church now in Fort Des Moines Church of Christ that their motto is to love God, love people, and serve everyone. And because the church welcomes non-members to attend its worship service and other activities, the Iowa Civil Rights Commission takes the position that the state law requires Fort Des Moines to censor its speech about human sexuality and make its showers and restrooms accessible to opposite biological sex. First time that they're stepping into the church doors itself. Now, by the way, lest you think our freedoms are being eroded, which is the threat all the time, right now you need to be praying for hundreds of thousands of believers across Russia, because there is a new law that was just enacted that it's illegal to evangelize outside of your church doors. In other words, I could sit and evangelize Charles all day long. Now, Charles already gave his life to the Lord. But if I go outside and share Jesus with somebody, they'll put me in jail. Now, that's back to the old communist regime era. And it's just been enacted in the last week. Hundreds of thousands of believers in Russia right now are in fasting and prayer. People are praying for the church in Des Moines and the church across America. Let's see. There's a couple more things I wanted to share just so you know that things are active. We need to be praying more than ever for the peace of Jerusalem, because there is a total, the worst pariah before the UN is Israel. More enactments against Israel than any other nation on the face of the planet. And God has given them the land and the right to be there, the right to defend themselves, but they become like pariahs when people take popular persuasions against Israel. The nation and the people that put their hand against God's land, God deals with severely. We've seen that in our own land. Continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. There's stories here about people being slaughtered all the time. But there are a couple of good things. There are continued reports about revivals among the Muslims in the most difficult Sharia law nations, where Jesus continues to give dreams to people of himself, and then he's bringing people supernaturally to himself, multiplied tens and tens of thousands of people. There is a revival taking place among Muslim countries by the Holy Spirit himself going in and doing the work. We need to be in prayer. The spirit of terrorism, there was a report the other day about 20 women being burned alive by their captors because they wouldn't have sex with them. And it's that kind of a thing. And I'm not just trying to bring the bad news, but we need to know as Christians, we need to be in prayer, and there's a reason why. So continue to intercede, continue to pray. And here's a report here about there's a real move of God happening among the millennials in China. There are so many millennials in China, and many of them have moved to Shanghai for the occupations, and the churches are being flooded with millennials coming to Jesus that have never had the peace. They come in, they hear the music, it gives them peace, and they go, "What is this all about?" Multitudes are coming to Jesus. And so we need to thank God for what he's doing. Lord, we just rehearsed these things this morning. We curse the spirit of terrorism that tries to rear its ugly head and do genocide against Christians. We pray the power of the Holy Ghost will bring them to their knees in repentance to Jesus. Your desire and your will is that all men and women come to Christ. And we pray, oh God, that you'll flood these lands with your presence and with revival. And right here in America, Lord, we stand against stupid stuff that's taking place. And we pray the power of the Holy Spirit will sweep across our own land with revival. Thank you for the freedoms that we still have. And we continue to pray the church will be prospered in order to preach the Word of God unfettered. We trust you, we believe you, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song that some of you might have heard. What else do I need to do, Roxanne? No. If you could grab the lights, Vern, that would be great. This is a great song. Chris Tomlin.